I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Last time we talked about the Ben Franklin half dollar. This time I have another half dollar story for you about a very particular set of half dollars, actually. The 1917 S halves that were minted by a Mr. Charles L. Butler of Oakland, California. The time, March 1917. The place, the United States Mint in San Francisco. The problem, a new press that was used to mint half dollars had just been in use for a few days, and one of the pressmen noticed that it looked like it had been tampered with. Now, the San Francisco Mint was working around the clock back then, and the only downtime for the coin minting machines was between shifts. The evidence showed tampering, but when could it have been done, and why, and by whom, or by what? Employees were instructed to keep close watch on the machines, and the mint guards were told to patrol more often. But still, the tampering continued. So the Secret Service was called in. They investigated the employees who ran the coin presses, but they were all cleared. So Secret Service agent Harry Moffitt set a trap. He attached an alarm to the press in question, and he wired it so it would make no sound in the room the press was in, but it would alert an officer in another part of the building. On Monday night, April 10, 1917, the day shift finished their duties and went home. The night shift had not yet arrived when Agent Moffitt's alarm went off early in the morning of April 11, and the culprit was caught. Charlie Butler was 50 years old. He had been the night janitor at the San Francisco Mint for 23 years. Charlie liked to drink with his buddies, but every payday he gave his wife his check, and she handled the money. What was Charlie to do? Well, he did work at a mint where lots of money was being made. Charlie carefully observed the men running the coin presses, and he learned how to turn them on and set them up and feed the silver in and mint coins. So, whenever he needed some money to go out with the guys, he'd fire up the press and mint a few half dollars. His problem was that he was not as familiar with the press as he should have been, and he somehow left evidence at the scene when he was making his coins. All told, it was estimated that over the period of a few weeks of activity, Charlie minted between 30 and 35 1917S half dollars. So, Charlie was arrested. But for what? If you define counterfeiting as making fake money, Charlie wasn't guilty of counterfeiting, because he was making real money. He used the actual United States Mint presses and the actual United States Mint silver discs that the pressmen used to make half dollars. For my money, groan, he was guilty of unauthorized use of government property. But he was charged with counterfeiting, and a month later he was convicted and fined $100 and sentenced to 3 months in jail. Later we read he got a job in a shipyard, but after that the trail of Mr. Butler is lost. And here's the bottom line. If you ever find a 1917S half dollar with your metal detector, just remember, it may have been minted by Charlie Butler. Before I end, I want to give credit to a few sources for this story. First and foremost to Roger Burdett, whose article in the current issue of Coin World magazine called my attention to this curious episode. I found some additional material in the April 11, 1917 issue of the San Francisco Chronicle, the May 12, 1917 issue of the Sausalito News, and the July 2005 issue of the Missouri Numismatists Journal. Thanks for listening. For more metal detecting information and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. And if you buy my book and would like me to sign it for you, just let me know. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.